Hello.
Hi.
I'm from Rise Up Radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We're from William Booth Infant School.
Why are you here today?
Because they're trying to close down Victoria Baths and we don't want them to. Paddy, tell them how much you like swimming. Paddy,
no,
look.
He doesn't want to talk to us at the moment. Why are you here today?
Because they're closing out. Because they're closing Victoria Baths and we don't want them to. So we made flags to make them not.
I'm just trying to save the Victoria Baths. The council are going to shut it down.
Are you going to let them do that?
No.
Save our swimming pool.
Close it.
Do you use the swimming pool?
Yeah.
I play water fights with my friend.
And you've got to play wood fights. Splash.
Go in like this so they can stop.
Excellent.
We want swimming.
I'm a local resident and I'm not very proud of Nottingham. I've lived across the road from the bus for 20 years and used them on a regular basis, and I've watched the council purposely run down the amenity. And I've known managers who've worked there who've told me 15 years ago that it was a purposeful attempt to run down the building so they can close it. So I've got no interest in them saying that the building's going to cost so much to repair, because they've ignored it for so long and it's their own fault, and we want facilities like this.
Is it in such a bad state?
It isn't a bad state. They had a fire there a few years ago and they didn't repair it for a really long time. I think they just put a plastic cover over the roof for about a couple of years and loads of water got in. But that was done on purpose. They've purposely sabotaged it to back this plan that they've had for years.
Well, what is the plan? Why do they want to shut it?
I'm disgusted with them. I'm just totally disgusted with them. It's just a... Why do you have to ask them that? We want our facilities.
Save the pool! Save the pool! Save the pool! Save the pool!
Ladies and gentlemen, have you all signed the petition?
There are some forms in the library, I believe, so if you go over there, you can be able to tick the box that says no to closure.
Matt Anderson?
They're creeping
yes.
in.
What's going on here today?
There's a council meeting at 2 o'clock, which is a meeting of the executive board. They're essentially the cabinet of the council. They make all the decisions, and they are going to be recommended to close the Victoria grounds on grounds of cost, lack of usage, lack of value for money, etc., etc. We're protesting against that because we don't feel that the council has given people due time to consider their proposals, and we also think the proposals are fundamentally wrong-headed.
Is anyone allowed to come to this meeting?
Yes, it's a public meeting, so I'm hoping that everyone gathered here will come with me into the council chamber any minute now.
As the clock strikes two. So we've had a good turnout here today. What do you think about that?
An excellent turnout, yes. Well, I think it just shows the depth of feeling around this issue. As the decision was only made, well, it was released as a decision last Friday, so the campaign's been going just over a week. And in that short space of time, we've managed to galvanise a considerable body of opinion. In the 4 weeks that are going to follow the executive decision today, we're hoping to do a lot more than that.
How have you activated so many people on this issue?
Well, I've lived here a while. I know a lot of people, and people, you know, if they see an issue they want to respond they will.
The council claimed that this facility is underused. Do you think that's the case?
No, I don't. I'm a regular user, and every time I go there, it's jam-packed.
I think that's about all for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.